kind of tough love talk from his great-great-grandfather, a prediction of his exile, and then working through to what to do about it.
There are a number of things that Cacciaguida suggests when he basically says, kid, you're going into exile. First of all, he says that one of the things you will discover is you're going to end up, at least at first, spending a lot of time with pretty mean-spirited and stupid people. You're going to be involved in that kind of desperate attempt to get back to Florence, and you will ally with anybody that you think will help you do that, whether that person is right-headed or wrong-headed, smart or stupid, mean or nice. That there's just that tendency to say, I'm out, I want to be in, and I'll give anything to be back in again for some good reasons and some bad. Secondly, he says you're going to have a real tendency to be bitter and to seek revenge. You're going to experience all kinds of bitterness, and you're going to experience how awful it is not having a home to go to. As he says in the most wonderful language, what it's like to climb other people's stairs at night, and what it's like, he's told, how salty is the taste of others' bread.
It turns out, by the way, that Bill's actually a pretty good Italian cook, and one of the things that you find in an Italian cookbook, if you have a recipe for Florentine bread, is that it turns out that it's made without salt. So that it, you know, it's sort of, not just that it doesn't taste right, but you can't get the homemade stuff anymore. You know, that taste that you have, you're never going to have it again. Right? The way Mom made it, it's just not going to be there. And so again, the exile is put in very specific terms, but it also turns out to provide us with an image for what's going to follow. The idea of tasting the bread of exile turns out to become a central image for the rest of this canto. Now, Cacciaguida says, a couple things that you can do immediately. He says, you know, you're going to be hanging out with all of these people who are basically slime balls, right? And you're going to realize there exactly the dangers of factionalism. What you're going to have to do is learn how to be a party of one. As he puts it, it will be to your honor to have become a party of your own. What he's suggesting, in other words, is that the kind of factionalism that we saw in Inferno is dead end. And Dante has to learn that.
This idea of being a party of one suggests that what Dante has to do is belong to that party in which truth and in which the journey toward God are the only objects. Not political power, not fame, not revenge, none of those things, which after all are the goals of the political parties that Dante's experiences in his entire life will do. You can't justify being a part of one of those parties anymore. You sort of got to sign up for this party of your own, a very different kind of party. And then what Cacciaguida says is, in addition to explaining A, that he will be exiled, and B, that there are certain horrible parts of exile, kid, you got to get, and you have the tools to get beyond all that. You've got to go and use this experience and share this experience in a way that perhaps you hadn't quite realized up to now.
And of course, what that means is that here, Cacciaguida is giving him a commission to write the poem. That now, the poem is seen directly as a response to the fact of exile. And it's interesting to see the language that's used. He says, Father, speaking to Cacciaguida, well do I see how time attacks, spurring toward me to deal me such a blow as falls the hardest on the least prepared. So it is good that foresight lend me arms. Notice that he's using the language of a crusader in talking to his crusading great-great-grandfather, but of course he's using the language metaphorically, and I think that the most important metaphor is that, yes, indeed, Cacciaguida is going to teach him how to be a crusader, but he's going to be a crusader with the pen rather than a sword. In other words, what he has to do is learn how to take Cacciaguida's experience from one generation and change it, the experience that is meaningful to his own. To become a writer is really to become a crusader. We still use that language. You know, Clark Kent is a crusading journalist, fighting the never-ending battle. Superman does the never-ending battle, but, that sense of a crusading journalist. Dante is taking that and making that a very serious part of his mission from now on, a crusader with the pen.
Another thing that I think is extraordinarily interesting is how Dante has Cacciaguida prophesy that Dante must write this poem.